The currency of real networking is not greed, but generosity. What's going on, my friends? Alex Pardo, and we're back with episode 397 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what is up? If this is the first time joining the show, welcome. I'm super grateful and thankful that you've taken the time to stumble on this podcast, or maybe somebody sent it to you. But either way, you're with us here on the Flip Empire Show, and I'm grateful for you. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, thank you so much. You are why I continue to do this show. And I want to now circle back to the quote I started this episode with. The currency of real networking is not greed, but generosity. A gentleman by the name of Keith Ferrazzi said that. Not sure who he is, but I really, really like that quote. And I think it's a perfect way to tie in what I discovered and, or I should say what I talked about in episode 395. About leading with value and focusing on building relationship with people. I think it's a perfect way to bridge the gap between the content in that episode, which I encourage you to listen to. If you haven't, just go to Apple Podcasts or head over to flipempire.com/episode395. And I think it's a good way to bridge the gap between that and what I'm going to talk about here. One of the things that, you know, I recently met with my coach and we spent an entire day together. That's something that Steve Cavanaugh and I do with our Ascend members. And I, you know, my coach was in town. And so I spent the day and we were talking about, you know, what we're currently doing from a marketing standpoint within our wholesaling business here in South Florida. And one of the things that came out of that day was he planted a seed with me and encouraged me. He said, you know, Alex, you know, you and your team have closed so many deals and, you know, you have a name and you have a network and you have so much experience and knowledge. Why not start a meetup? And it's an opportunity to connect with more people. It's an opportunity to help people. Again, add value, which is really the heart of what I talked about in episode 395. And I'll be honest, you know, that's something that we've gotten somewhat lazy on over the course of the last couple of years, is just networking locally here. You know, we've built relationships throughout all the years that we've been in business, and yet there's so many new investors and wholesalers and agents that are flooding the market. And you just kind of assume that you know most people, but Miami's a big city, it's a big town, and that's just not the case, right? There's a lot of people that we don't know. There's a lot of people that don't know us. And so we recently started a meetup, and since we have we've had a couple of meetups, and the first one was very successful. You know, it wasn't a big meetup by any means, but it was made up of the right people, you know. And the second one was just yesterday. We just had our second meetup yesterday, and it got bigger. And these are going to continue to grow. And here's the thing, you know, are we going to inevitably joint venture with people on deals? Are we inevitably going to buy deals from people? Are there going to be opportunities to make money with others? Yes, 100%. But we're leading with value. This is an informal networking Q&A where we get together twice a month over lunch, and people have the opportunity to come meet my team, ask any questions they have. We're an open book, and we don't expect anything in return. You know, we're just here. We want to help people. We want to give back. And we want to build our network here locally, you know, and we know that by leading with value and being genuine and intentional, there's going to be opportunities to work with the right people, you know, and we have no motive other than just let's help people, let's answer questions, let's build our network. And yes, in the future, do we welcome opportunities to buy properties from people? Do we welcome opportunities to network with people? Yes. Absolutely. And I'm not shy to say that, but I want to kind of just plant that seed with you. You know, how can you go out and network with more people, build relationship, you know, figure out ways to help them in their business, in their life? How can you do that? You know, have you considered maybe starting a local meetup group? Maybe what you want to do is what my buddy Mike Stansbury did. I can't recall which episode, but It's probably a month or so ago, we recorded a podcast episode with him. I interviewed him, and you know, he generated, I think in 2019, about 160 grand, if I remember correctly, off of four deals that he got from his local BNI chapter. You know, so maybe you want to join a local networking group like BNI. Head over to BNI.com to check that out. Or maybe you just want to, you don't want to start something, but maybe you want to, participate and just tap into existing meetups or other networking groups. You know, just you go to meetup.com, there's probably going to be no shortage of opportunities for you to join. Be proactive, be intentional, be purposeful about getting out there and meeting people and just like, you know, rubbing palms and shaking people's hands and, you know, finding out what they do and just building your network, you know, and figure out how you can be a connector, figure out how you can be a funnel for valuable content and just, you know, pour into people's lives, into people's businesses with no expectation of anything in return. I talked about that in episode 395, and that's big. If you do that, and if you remain consistent, like anything else, and you do it with the right approach and you're just being genuine, I can promise you, I can all but guarantee you, it's going to pan out for you and the scales are going to be tipped in your favor eventually. So, you know, right now that's what I want to cover on this particular podcast. I just want to encourage you to think about how you can create an environment, whether it's through meetup.com or whether it's, you know, you want to start a local RIA or whether it's, think about how you can be different from others, how you can create an environment where people come to you and people know that, you're there to give. You're not there to take, right? Maybe you want to do it virtually. Maybe you want to start a Facebook group, you know? Maybe that's the platform for you to use. Or maybe you want to start a podcast. You know, several months ago, I recorded and I shared a lot of, I gave a talk to about 40 people about how to create, launch, and start a podcast, how to monetize it, and how to build an audience through that platform. And so I revealed a lot of what I shared in that talk in that podcast episode. So you guys might want to check that out on Apple Podcasts or flipempire.com. But figure out what platform you guys can tap into to build an audience and to give. That's the key. Give, give, give. And again, the scales will be tipped in your favor. So I will continue to let you know. We have committed. Adrian from my team is going to be spearheading our meetups. And so far, I've attended the first two, and I'm going to be pretty consistent with that. But he's the one kind of spearheading those efforts. And so if you're local in South Florida, as of right now, check on meetup.com. But as of right now, it's the first and third Wednesday of the month, from noon to 2 p.m. in the Coconut Grove area. So if you're in South Florida and you want to come meet, hang out, talk, again, we're an open book. Anything we can do to help, or that's the purpose of it. Come check us out first and third Wednesday of the month. And but think about how you can create an environment where people come to you and you can be a connector and you can, you know, you could talk business and personal development and marketing and team building and whatever it is that you're interested in. There's people out there that are also interested in. So why not be the conduit why not be the connector, create the environment. And, you know, I think a lot of opportunities can open up from you, whether that's on a Facebook group or whether it's a local meetup, a podcast. I mean, there's no shortage of ways to do this. Okay. Maybe it's just you committing to every Friday doing a Facebook Friday live or something like that, you know, and just sharing things and connecting with people. Think about what's the best platform for you. But the key is you're there to give, you're there to serve, and do it with the right heart, and good things happen. So that's what I got for you on today's episode. I appreciate you. I'm looking forward. My family and I we rented a house in Marathon in the Florida Keys on the water. We're just going to be hanging out and renting a boat for a few days and just getting out in the water. So really looking forward to that. And so yeah, just excited about what's coming. You know, the present is bright, the future is brighter, and a big part of that is because of you and just what I've been able to do here on the podcast and connecting with you through this podcast, connecting with certain people through our Ascend Mastermind and coaching group. So I'm just super grateful for everything going on, and just want to express that gratitude. So have an awesome day, and I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.